The Chapel Hill Quartet Superchunk has been releasing singles and albums since 1989. Music critic Colin Berry believes the band's eighth CD is as good a place as any to meet them.
It's likely you may never have heard of Superchunk, a pop-punk quartet whose latest effort recently made it to number 3 on CMJ's Top 200 chart. Here's a hint about them, though. After 12 years, naming the new CD Here's to Shutting Up is more than a little ironic.
Standing stunned in the hall while you fumble with your lighter, and I could make sure you recall, but I'm a lover, not a fighter, and it's a wonder that you're here, and it's a wonder that I'm still waiting. Well,
Shutting Up is moodier and mellower than previous Superchunk discs, and among its best features are regularly occurring contradictions. Major and minor chords struck together, rough guitars paired with smooth strings or organ, Laura Balance's low bass guitar contrasting Mac McGowan's boyish alto.
And we all struggle.
Recorded early last summer for fall release, Here's to Shutting Up reverberates in ways no one could have predicted at the time. In one song, the band condemns our tendency to disengage ourselves from painful subjects, to patch over problems with a smiley face or a shop till you drop t-shirt. In another, they liken a troublesome relationship to riding in an airplane that's threatening to crash. Metaphors like these have entirely different meanings for us now, of course, yet the music and its core philosophies are no less valid. Here's to Shutting Up proves the little band from Chapel Hill is still quirky, socially critical, sharp as a tack. The times are tough, but Superchunk is neither sitting down nor shutting up. Instead, they're playing hard, content to be the most famous band most people have never heard.
The CD is Here's to Shutting Up by Superchunk. Our reviewer is Colin Berry.